All right, Kitch, great ride. They were making a huge deal of your boot. And I'm like, look, I'm not a great rider, but I'm like, I think he's fine. I don't think it's a big deal. Calm down, everybody.
Oh, they were making a pretty big deal about it?
Yeah, broadcast and in the stadium.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Way you watch it.
It definitely, yeah, it's hard to say, but at the beginning, it did feel like a big deal. I was like, holy shit. And then it's actually why I stopped skimming the whoops, because the first time I skimmed the whoops, I thought my boot was going to come off. But it was one of those things, like, it worried me for, like, four laps, and then I, like, kind of just forgot about it, and I was like, I don't know. I just felt more airflow on my foot, so it kept me a little cooler. It was actually kind of nice.
Look, this thing's tense. Now it's tied. Great race in the main. I imagine there's a fine line, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a fine line of, like, I want to get Joe. I need these points, but, fuck, track's slippery. Like, if I push, I'm going to lose it. I'm tied now. Like, was that kind of going through your head?
Oh, for sure. I think I'm a little mad that I didn't race to win. It was more of a race to stay in front of RJ.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, there was a speed limit on that track for sure, and I didn't want to push it. I'm pissed because, like, halfway through the race, in the far side rhythm, I was going over the table 3-1.
Yeah, and we saw that in practice. You never did it in the race.
Well,
did you?
I did it in the race, but one lap, I started actually get close to Joe, maybe around halfway, and I went over and landed on the tough blocks. I don't know if they caught it, but I almost crashed.
Okay.
And I saw everything I just made up, I just lost. And then that was kind of like demoralizing for me. So
that was faster though, right?
I don't know. I think it was pretty good.
Okay.
But
so how many times did you do in the main?
Oh, I did it probably, I don't know how many laps you did. I probably did it 12 times, 11 times.
Oh, well, fuck. I need to get my eyes checked then, I guess. Because I saw it in practice. I was like, ooh, look at that. Like, and it was pretty sweet because you go over the big, right? So,
yeah
it worked out well. So you're marking RJ. He got close to you at one point. He made a mistake, but I guess for you, you just, like, hit your marks, right? Like, it's like another day at the track.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself because that could be how it comes down at Salt Lake, you know? And he's going to – I mean, he would have felt the same way I did. Like, when you see your biggest competitor at the moment, like, getting closer to you, it's a little bit scary. But, yeah, I just still hit all my marks, and we kind of all did. Like, I was actually surprised none of us really made a big mistake, if I'm being honest. So
RJ almost did when Thrasher.
Oh, I heard.
Absolutely tried Thrasher to go for the kill. Is that your guy?
Yeah, me and Nate are boys, but I didn't. I haven't. That's all I've heard about.
A bounty on him, or
I don't know, dude.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I don't know what was
Where
going
was
on.
It
was in the berm before the after you go mechanics right that next left.
That left.
Yeah, that left.
So you'll watch it. All right, and for the record, 100% healthy from your gnarly crash and all that, right?
Yeah, just sore. Like, when I'm on the bike, 100%, is, believe it or not, just with the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like, when I sneeze or poop, it hurts a little bit, but, yeah.
When doesn't it?
Yeah.
Great race. I'm so looking forward to this showdown. It's going to be really cool, man. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.